out the clock to feed himself and family. This is it. Verbose.xyz. We have entered the planet. Ultimately, here we are. Another beautiful Wednesday. Thank God it's Wednesday. I'm really feeling the Mercury energy in the air today. I wore my lucky green shirt today, and I didn't prepare for this at all. On the horn tonight, Miles Zorod, being myself, Crafter, aka Black Magic Mike.
Hey.
Black Magic Mike. You're totally black, not Black Killer Mike, Black Magic Mike.
Black Magic Mike.
I just want the world to know that his dick run hot. Yeah, man. I think last week I started off by saying vagina. This week, fuck that shit. I'm going to say penis.
Penis is the new vagina. If you guys haven't heard, penis is the new vagina.
You heard it here first. Verbose.xyz. Dantos the Mutilator in the house. Riding shotgun in the chat. You want to hang out with us. He'll get our attention. And yeah, also Dantos, you want to add people to this shit, please, by all means. We do enjoy the banter. Bro, so like, speaking of memes, you know, I was scanning across something and it turns out that fucking, did you hear the shit? Fucking R. Kelly went on a public interview recently on CBS.
And he was like crying or something and saying, I don't know why people would accuse me of raping girls when there's all these videos of me raping young girls.
What's with all these people making fake videos of R. Kelly like peeing on bitches and talking about how they're 14 and shit?
Yeah, what's up with R. Kelly impersonators wanting to make videos of having, you know, intercourse with underage girls? I don't know why R. Kelly impersonators just love doing this. It's like,
is that a
go ahead. It's just like, it's crazy, you know? It's like just like the Michael Jackson impersonators used to do this. You know, it's impossible, you know, like.
And yeah, that wasn't Macaulay Culkin that one time. You know what I mean? Maybe it's some sort of like lolicon role play.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, they have a couple themes. You know, they got the hentai theme. They got the fucking Michael Jackson theme. They got the R. Kelly golden shower theme. You feel me?
Yeah.
Well, pee and R. Kelly always peeing people. Yeah, he is. Pee and the poo. Let me get some pee pee. Let me get some poo.
Yeah, that was a classic. I mean, Dave Chappelle skit. It's crazy that things like a decade old, and for some reason like they're still discussing. Did he rape these women? Oh, or like he did something to them? He's a weirdo. He's a fucking weirdo.
I mean, with all the evidence and like actual video of R. Kelly, despite the idea that they might be impersonators, you know, fucking everything that dropped Bill Cosby was basically word of mouth. You know. And like circumstantial and like putting the pieces together. Fucking, and that bitch in prison. Loving it. Loving every minute of it. So yeah. I hear.
Yeah, he said he's not sorry about it at all. You know, like he feels no guilt.
Hmm. So he just gets this vacation where the state gets to take care of him. I guess that's cool.
And that's where R. Kelly's headed. And then like, it's just crazy. The first case, the first time he got videotaped and Dave Chappelle made that skit. Like, R. Kelly was acquitted based on the fact he said it wasn't him on the tape. And then the girl said it wasn't her on the tape. And by that alone, they're like, oh, well, I guess it's not them on the tape. Like, it's baffling.
Wow.
Like, wouldn't that be great if, like, some guy who robbed a convenience store would be like, nope, that's not me. You know?
I think you could probably do that, you think?
Yeah.
Just like, nah, that wasn't me. Take the fucking Shaggy approach. But we caught you on camera. Wasn't me. Heard the words that I told you. Wasn't me.
Caught me banging on the bathroom floor. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me, dude. Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, that wasn't me who peed on her and told her to tell me that she's 14 and it's 14-year-old pussy repeatedly.
Yeah.
That's allegedly what he was doing in the video. It's fucking creepy, man.
Yeah.
But I think Alex Jones recently brought up a good point with the elite.
Word Alex Jones.
Word up to Alex Jones. If you out there, you know, we love you. I don't care that you're a Zionist show. We love you anyways. But the thing is with the elites, and I think he makes a good point, is that fucking they're the type of people that want to get some dirt on you. So if they ever need to take you out, they got that picture of you with the 14-year-old. They got those fucking sext messages that you texted that one time. They got like pictures of you fucking a goat and shit. And when you fucking go AWOL, bro, that shit getting released.
Yeah, or like Anthony Weiner and pictures of his Weiner, you know, and just bring him up because he's getting out of prison real soon. So, you know, word to Anthony Weiner.
Fuck you, Anthony Weiner, you fucking dick. That was pun not intended, but, you know, fucking another one of those like elite, you know, New York money. Is Anthony Weiner Jewish?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, I would say he's a circumcised wiener.
What the fuck? Dude, uncircumcised for life. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Dock side. Yeah,
exactly. The true docking.
But yeah, the Illuminati loves these kind of things. It's like they put people in power that have these weird perversions and obsessions for because it's like hardcore dirt. It's like real stuff that'll ruin lives. Not like, oh, this guy underreported on his taxes.
This guy, he once jerked off to tranny porn. Although I've seen that. Alex Jones has been accused of that. Shout out to Alex Jones.
He might. And I mean, I'm not going to judge him for that alone. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no. If he wants to fucking get down on trannies, it's cool. Whatever. It's probably because all the atrazine in the water. It's not his fault, you know.
Yeah.
But when in Rome. Do you give credence to any of that, like chemicals in the water or like teratogens being released into the environment, creating more illness?
I would definitely say it's happening. I mean, completely if it's purposeful, I don't know. Like they used to think like getting rid of motor oil was like just dump it on the ground. Or like here in New Mexico, another great example is how they, you know, treated jet fuel and stored it in these great underground tanks that were leaking and they poisoned the groundwater. And now there's massive lawsuits.
Yeah, isn't that like seeping into Bernalillo County water supply? It's supposed to be like, I think 5 years ago they were saying 8, like all water supplies in the area will be affected.
So, I mean, some of that stuff was not really intentional. They just had no foresight.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I remember being a kid and my dad changing the oil in his car and he would take the pan of oil and he would pour it down anthills.
Yeah.
To like fuck up the anthills, right? The crazy thing about that is like that lawn has always had problems growing grass. Gee, I wonder why.
You're putting spent, you know, carbons and motor oil. That could definitely be good for the environment. It's natural. It came from the ground. Throw it back in.
Right? Only the best processes. We just removed everything from it. Fuck it, you know. Fuck it. If you find cheaper pussy.
Fuck it.
Boy. Fucking. Yeah, so fucking. I'm still on the DDR kick. Still there. And there's this song, man. I'm obsessed with it. And I think I'm kind of slightly turning into a weeb. Which sucks.
Sounds like it. I'm getting scared. The weebiness is increasing.
I know, bro. I know. Before we started tonight, I was like looking for that song. I can't find it. I seriously can't find it. I was going to do it for the intro. But then I thought about it and the serendipitous nature of not finding it. And it kind of seemed to me that maybe, we would have been projecting something we might not want to, you know?
Maybe it's something that you're supposed to experience on a personal level.
Right. I'm hoping not to experience it past anything, you know, baseline. I go there and those kids hover around me, man. They have watched me go from basic to hard and, like, starting to complete them and shit. And, they're not friendly, dude. It's like there's like one or two guys. There's a guy from Arizona and there's this one guy from New Mexico that seem pretty nice in the community. The rest of them, they're like they have a competitive air about them. It's all about being the best. And I'm going in there and fucking just like not even holding on to the rail and just going crazy and more of an exercise than anything else. Bro, I'm sorry. Dantos, I'm sorry. I know. This is hard to hear.
You're telling me, you know, DDR community, and to me, I hear cult. I hear that you're joining a cult, a weeaboo cult of DDR fanatics that, you know, probably worship Konami, whoever the fuck makes the game.
It is Konami, actually. And you heard me half right. I'm not joining a cult. The cult would not accept me. I'm an outsider. I think I'm a threat to their cause.
I think it's just the hazing, you know, like it's like you're a freshman, you know, and this is pledge week.
Fuck you, dude. Right? Seriously. And they stand pretty close and watch what I'm doing too, which is interesting. It makes me nervous and I fuck shit up. Plus the new placement of the cabinets are right next to each other. I should have taken the one closer to the entrance because I think the sound is louder on it, or the speakers come out in a certain way. But regardless, their sound reverberates on me and it fucks with me. Maybe I just need to get good.
I mean, isn't that the standard setup of DDR machines? I mean, I'm not the DDR expert here because I'm not into Weebie.
Usually they're back to back. Usually they're back to back.
Usually, not really. Like every time I see them, like on a TV show, they're always right next to each other.
I guess that's true, but back to back is the shoot. Yeah, Dance Dance Revolution, Dantos. That's been my fucking workout plan for the past week and a half, I guess you could say. It all started with hanging out at Round One and realizing the arcade had DDR.
It's not bad, but it's not good. It's not good. Like, there's other games there. There's Tekken, there's Street Fighter. There's, like, real games you could play here, and you're wasting life on DDR.
Dude, it's a serious workout. Like, I leave there sweating.
Man, that's the cult. That's the cult.
Dude, what? And yeah, I think in our community, Valhalla Gameplays, we're dealing with way more weebdom than me playing DDR. And I'm seriously, I promise you out there in TV watching land, I'm only doing it for exercise. And it's fun. I'm not doing it for the music. I'm not doing it for the weebness. Fuck Japan. We already bombed them twice.
If I like see you next week and you have a pillow wife, like if you have a waifu, I'm gonna have to smack you, man. I'm gonna have to ban you from DDR.
Bro, I'll tell you, if that does happen, you can literally shoot me.
And burn your pillow. I'm gonna burn your pillow. It's gonna be a hate crime against pillow women, like for real.
That's good. But I have this weird feeling that you would keep it.
Maybe the pieces of it. Maybe it's boob parts.
Just like fucking piece the boob parts together, all like charred and shit.
Yeah, just the skin. You know, I just want to keep the skin.
Oh yeah. Holy shit! I opened OBS like an hour ago, and it just opened. I don't know what the fuck just happened.
That's pretty awesome.
Is that awesome?
Yeah.
I was like, "Whoa! There we go. There's a window." Borrow M's, wait, M has a body pillow? He has a body pillow, but I don't think he has a fucking, I don't think he has a waifu, you know,
but
pillow
does,
cover.
Does he have an active imagination? And what is the pillow's name?
That I don't know. I was never close to him while he whispered in his sleep.
Man.
But I would imagine it's something like, you know, kawaii or something.
I feel like we need a public health crisis for, you know, young adolescents that decided that fucking pillows is better than banging whores.
It's a worldwide epidemic, too. It's just as bad in Asian countries. Like, they totally have given up on getting with chicks, you know? It's this idea of, like, depression is cool. It's like 80s, but nerdier and more pathetic.
Like, can't you just be, like, depressed, but, like, still smash?
That was the 80s, right?
Yeah.
I dig that. Like, Morrissey depressed is cool. You know what I mean? I'm not saying Morrissey is cool or anything, but, you know, it's more productive than, like, I'm just going to sit here and, like, rot in my space because this is how I feel. Feelings are killing me, man. Like, I think people need to, like, ignore their feelings a little bit.
Yeah. I was watching some Tim Pool on Joe Rogan. And you know, I love his little analogy, you know, about the snowflakes turning into an avalanche. You know, like
yeah, totally.
That we're on the cusp of a really scary dystopian Aurelian thing based on feelings and word crime. You know, and it's like all the snowflakes are turning into an avalanche.
I definitely didn't finish that podcast. You're referring to the one with Jack Dorsey and what's her name, Vidya, or.
Yeah, the Twitter chick.
The Twitter lawyer chick,
The Twitter lawyer
basically.
chick, yeah, and I mean, and Tim Pool, I mean, I don't really like
Jim
the guy.
Temple.
I'm always trying to destroy the guy, but I mean, he was just on point. He just fucked them up, you know. Like he asked if
I
the direct questions about like the Southern Poverty Law Center, if they took advice from them, that you know how many times they've destroyed people's you know like careers and images over you know like just accusations without any little proof at all. And you know, like he was it was amazing. Like he's like you know like they're like oh that's what we're doing. He's like no I know what you're doing and I'm terrified of it. You know.
Right, exactly. And that he did more than Joe Rogan did both times, you know. I feel like even the second time around, I didn't complete the interview. I probably watched an hour and a half of it, but even this time, like, he did kind of hone in on some questions, but that he ragged on ones that were already softball, you know. And what I was most impressed with was Tim Pool's like total ferocity and not and like courage to like not give up. Like, listen, I see what angle you're coming at. I see the social engineering. I see your intentions here. And we're supposed to just trust in your research that you keep referring to. This seems crazy, you know? And I feel like Jack Darcy had a lot of fucking work to do to make himself seem normal when faced in you know, faced with these ideas of like, holy shit, people are like on to us.
And I
You
mean,
know, that
and he, I felt like Jack Dorsey said something very clear and like kind of to the point about like technology companies. He said, "We're not trying to do what is right. We're trying to show people what we're doing."
Indeed.
And so like that's a pretty big statement, you know, that like you can't rely on these companies to be neutral just because or fit in your opinion, that they're going to go after their own agenda.
Indeed. The crazy thing is, though, and I think Tim Pool makes a good point of this, is that they've created a public space, you know? So what, this is a private public space? And I guess the argument from Twitter side is, well, you can always go somewhere else. And you have to sign our terms of service. But I did find it interesting and kind of humanizing of Jack Dorsey that he was very interested in these ideas and very interested in what seemed like this genuine idea of implementing some of the ideas that the other side has to offer. Like actually lending an ear to the idea that if you kind of allow all spectrums of the political voice to be heard, it becomes the true vision of what you're looking for, which is that pure conversation.
Like back in the day on TV shows, you would always see that little message, you know, like the views expressed in this program, you know, are not shared by the broadcaster or something like that. Like, wouldn't like a disclaimer on Twitter or Facebook just be enough to cover something like that? Like, the views expressed on these pages are do not reflect the, you know, the Facebook's company belief or something like that. You know, like this is independent, this is user created. Like, isn't that enough just to avoid legal liability? I would say, you know, like TV shows get away with that. Other media broadcasts get away with that. Like
Right? I mean, and
putting the blame like for racist views, like, well, you're helping spread racist views. No, humanity helps spread racist views. You know, like you can't just hide it under the rug. You can't sweep it under like, oh, well, digital communication can't have racist tone in it. It's like humanity has a racist tone. Like you can't just ignore it and expect it to go away.
yeah, totally. And there's better models. I mean, look at not Twitter, look at Reddit. Reddit leaves the, you know, terms of services essentially to the individual groups or subreddits. So in that way, it's like, okay, we offer this free forum and then you guys can regulate based on what you believe. That seems a lot more sound to me, you know?
Then it would be easier for the companies to profit off of either side. It's easier for the companies to operate without worrying about, you know, always complying to a whim of ideas like something, oh, this is anti-Semitic, this is anti-Native American, this is anti-black, this is like it's like a nonstop flood of complaints that you're gonna have to hire more and more people to handle them. And or you could just, you know, keep everything and tell everyone to deal with it, which is like the cheaper plan and the more honest plan, you know?
Yeah, and I think the more lucrative plan too, if you just provide the platform without all the social engineering, boom, you're gonna make money because everyone's gonna use your shit. Don't you want everyone to use your shit? I mean, like, okay, you social score it, Like, I've been really thinking about this because this seems to be a thing that's happening, you know, with the Chinese implementation of social score and truly people not being able to travel because they've been banned due to, like, bad actions or social faux pas, you know, with our involvement and entanglement in that here and the rolling out of those kind of social scores, like, how long will it be till, like, there's more people that are ostracized and can't travel and can't, you know, have the amenities than people that will? It'll be a small minority. And then those people who are already socially outcast anyways, what would keep them from violently retaliating against the people who have shunned them from their stupid digital world? That, or you go back to 1950 and it's like, fuck you guys, you know, I'll just, you know, make dinner and hang out and read a book or something.
I mean, that's a whole new scary situation too, the social in program. But in their defense, like, if people are going to do bad things, if they're going to break laws blatantly, if they're going to do things against society norms and then publicly broadcast that themselves, like, don't you want that evidence? Don't you want that, like, you know, like it's like Inglourious Bastards, like carving the swastika in the Nazi's head? Don't you want to leave that evidence? Like, this guy said this and he can't take it off the internet ever. Don't you want that? You know, like, this guy, you can tell his beliefs, and you can, you know, and the people who side with him, you can judge them on that, you know, because it's documented. But, like, to sweep it under the rug or censor it, now they can deny things that they, you know, said or didn't say. There's no telling.
Well, I think this is where, you know, things get a little bit muddy, but there's also an answer at the end of the murky tunnel. Where it gets muddy is, like, AI generation of, like, faces or sounds, or, like, being really good at photo editors to create posts that people didn't say. I mean, there's literally a post out there by Andrew Breitbart, you know, half an hour before he died, saying, like, one of these days someone's going to kill me and say it's a heart attack. And people believe that shit. You know what I mean? But what the answer is to, like, these ideas of, like, the heaven and hell of being able to record everything, but also being able to replicate things that never happened, is blockchain. The idea that once something is said, or once something is done, or once something is created, it's constantly written, uneditable, within a ledger that can be seen by all, or can at least be never changed. It's always there, solidified. That, I think, is the best way to go for, you know, online communications and what would you say, true transparency. Like, okay, we truly know how you felt then and how you feel now, because unedited, unabridged, boom, here it is. Like, we could pull this shit up. And if we're gonna go there, yeah.
And it's with the blockchain example, I mean, that gets scary, because there has been malicious intent, you know, with, like, child pornography being encoded directly into the blockchain that's unable to be removed from, you know, forever now.
I was thinking about that today, actually, how fucked up that is. But what I was also thinking about that is, like, if you can compare the blockchain to society, right? Like, yeah. The blockchain, like, society has pedophiles in it, right?
Yeah.
But is society as a whole bad?
As a whole, I would say everyone would agree that no, you know, the, as a whole.
Okay. So the blockchain has child porn on it, right? But the blockchain consists of so much more, you know, so much more information than just that. Is the blockchain bad?
And then there's the whole way to interpret it. Like, was it placed there by, you know, people who enjoyed that type of thing? Or was it placed there by people, like, you know, like, that were attempting to troll or attempting to prove a point? Or, you know, like, I mean, it's so hard to tell.
Right. I feel like it could go either way, you know. There's a lot of people who would exact fear and uncertain doom upon anything Bitcoin, wanting to see it fail, especially fiat currency holders such as big governments and special interest and big business, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if just one guy came up with the idea, you know, maybe he was hoping for the downfall of the blockchain.
But no, it continues on, and there's so many more blockchains, and they're not all shit, but most of them are. But they're fun. Shitcoins are fun. Don't let it deter you. I'm telling you, kids.
Yeah, crypto is a great place to go to. Don't throw too much money at it, but time is valuable, and crypto is a good trade.
Yeah. And I'd say if you wanted to throw any money at it, do it in a way that you're like using your power to do so. Just fucking try to acquire it through mining somehow. It's fun. And stick to those fucking crypto knight algorithms because CPU mineable. I'm building myself a little burly rig right now. I'm so excited. This fucking motherboard accepts upwards of Broadwell. We're talking what is it? 2699A 22 core 55 megabyte L3 cache. This thing's beastly. Well, the CPU it could take is beastly. All the way down to like a 4 core 1.6 gigahertz V3. But
V3. That's and for mining, that's ridiculous.
yeah, to have 55 megabytes of L3 cache for CPU mining, that is pretty ridiculous. I would say at 25, you would probably be getting around, what was it? Like, I want to say 1.2. I want to say total for two CPUs would be like 3.6 on like 25 a piece. So, yeah. So, yeah, you're talking about like 3.6 to 4 kilohash. Wait, maybe more. Hold on. I wonder what my actual cache is on this. I'm talking shit right now. I don't even know. Because this is modern generation shit. This is fucking.
What do you
Because
think
my.
of people who say that mining is a waste of electricity?
I mean, I don't know. I think there's way worse ways to. I think there's way worse ways to waste your electricity.
But you agree it would be a waste?
No. No. I'd say be smart about it, you know. But if you have the money to invest in something like that and you buy the right equipment, no, I wouldn't. I'd say it's not a waste of energy. I'd say put your energy into it. People that say don't do that, they're wrong. You know, all the infrastructure that creates the internet is all based on data centers. Even the cloud is just a data center somewhere else. And what they divvy out to you is, you know, pieces of that you get an inkling of what is there. But I'd say that, and I've only heard this, I don't think I've read this, that like streaming services would probably take more energy than any sort of mining operation. Well, with the exception of some like ridiculous Russian outfit. But
But yeah, I mean,
but
like,
still do
yeah,
it, you know?
and definitely I would agree. Like, the streaming services use a huge amount of power. I mean, when you query a server, how many other servers have to respond before getting the movie you want, before serving that, at 1080p? I mean, it's a huge amount of power wasted. I mean, there's transcoding involved. There's your computer's power wasted at the same time. I mean, and then just like normal web pages nowadays, I mean, like an average website is like 8 megabytes on load. I mean, and that's a huge power drain as well compared to just the power usage from 5 to 10 years ago.
Wow, indeed.
So I mean, mining, might use like, oh, well, you're wasting power, computing towards nothing. But I mean, like, it's like proof of work is the idea, is the algorithm name, and like, and the real purpose. You have to put in work for earning.
Indeed. I think a better model would be that we all sacrifice a bit of our hashing power towards a blockchain. Like you can designate which one it is and you just hash towards it a little bit. Like the more people that are doing it, the less need we have for like big outfits, right? Of course that doesn't work for like Bitcoin. Because at this point, like they're being hashed at like upwards of what, like 4 or 15 terahash? That's so ridiculous, man.
I believe it's the world's most powerful supercomputer ever created, is the Bitcoin network. If you could somehow compute data across that, SHA-256 hash, it'd be more hashing power than has anything.
Imagine if you retrofitted like an S, you know, what is it, an S11 or S12 is the, or is it S15 that's the latest Antminer? That's
Yeah.
like the 15 terahash.
Yeah, they have a S15, like a T15, a whole bunch of really, really fast things.
Imagine if you threw that at like a password. a SHA-256 like hashed password. How quickly like you could fucking, it's like, I got the answer.
Yeah, they say like every Windows password is crackable under 2 hours nowadays. Like every Windows password. Like with a GPU rig with like 5 GPUs, like a mining rig, you can crack passwords super fast, I guess now.
Wow. Shout out to Hashcat. Look up that shit on GitHub. That would be your key to kind of, I don't know, testing that out. And obviously, I think you would need, what is it? Not CUDA, OpenCL. What is that shit?
Yeah, OpenCL.
Or is it CUDA?
CUDA for NVIDIA, OpenCL for AMD.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I think the example I saw on CUDA, shout out to Computerphile. Those British motherfuckers know what they're talking about. But yeah, fucking crazy. I don't know. All in all, I think that we're kidding ourselves going like some sort of green route. I think that we've kind of opened up a Pandora's box. And at this point, it would be really hard as a society to go back to this idea of like, let's be more simpler and more green. I'm not saying don't explore alternative energies. And obviously we want to move towards that. But I also don't think that we should keep ourselves back from like pumping into the machine. Give yourself to the machine.
And I think the machine is what it's like. What really everyone's scared of, like even AOC up there, you know, trying to say we have to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and stuff in her green ridiculous plan. But I mean, like, how are you going to do that if you're not going to say no to the oil and gas companies? If you're not going to step up to Exxon or Mobil, or Texaco or whoever the hell exists now, I'm not even sure.
That's the thing that pisses me off about modern government, and I'm going to say this, I guess, modern left, is that we punish the people. You know, it's like all these good ideas, good intentions, and yada yada. And you do this out of like, you know, how you want to see the best for humanity. But why are we projecting this on our neighbors? Why aren't we projecting this on people like ExxonMobil? Why aren't we projecting this on people like Monsanto? Why aren't we like targeting out the Koch brothers? You know, why does it have to be us? Why do we have to regulate? Why can't we regulate the business that is tyrannical and controlling our lives?
Yeah, Republicans believe in like trickle down economics, and Democrats believe in trickle up social movement.
Right? We'll just take from the people, and our ideas will move upward. They'll travel uphill, and then eventually the elite will conform because they see how much of good boys and girls are being.
Yeah,
it blows my mind.
Because like, we need social programs. How are we going to pay for this? We need to raise your taxes to pay for it. And everyone's like, yeah, of course. That's how we can get it. It's like, no, you could tax the fucking corporations finally. Like, what the fuck, man?
Right? Although I can't hate on AOC as far as like trolldom is concerned. She is definitely the left's version of Donald Trump. Very.
I mean, she's not a reality star. She was never on a WWE Royal Rumble. You know, she never said you're fired to someone. So, I mean, you know.
That's true, but she just, she has a presence about her, you know? Like, she's wild. She's out there. She's got those, like, crazed, like, you know, Nazi leftist eyes, you know?
She does.
She just, you know, she says really crazy things. Like, you know, maybe this isn't a good time to, like, have kids. Like, I think that people can agree with that sentiment, but if you hear a politician saying that, it seems weird that the government is telling you something like, don't have kids, you know?
Yeah, but it's you know, it's just all semantics. Like, I mean, is her personal beliefs, you know, or is it her party's beliefs? And the same thing could be said about Trump. You know, is everything he said shared by the party? I mean, I would say obviously not.
Yeah, I would definitely say not. And I'd say that after his CPAC event, things are looking a lot different. What blows my mind, bro, is like I stumble upon these Jewish like Zionist conspiracies, and then all of a sudden fucking all these things come to light. And part of me thinks is like, am I just seeing this now because I stepped into a fucking rabbit hole that I didn't expect to go down? Or was this like, you know, serendipitous that I start studying this at the same time that it just fucking all shows its hand? But like, the idea that, you know, he ran on lessening immigration, making these rules more strict, creating a border, a physical border barrier between us and Mexico, and creating more jobs and opportunities for the Americans that are here. And then at CPAC talking about, like, you know, well, I know I ran on this idea, but we're going to need workers for all the industry that we're creating. So, you know, we're going to bring people in legally, like kind of changing his tune. It's the same idea, but it's just like a different spin on it. And it doesn't feel like border wall, keep, you know, make America great. I thought it was also very interesting that there was a lot of pro-Israel stuff there, including make Israel great again, or I think the hat literally said build Israel great again. Do you give any credence to, like, Trump changing his tune so that he can enact a World War III in the apocalypse?
I would say it's a possibility, and I know that sounds crazy, but everything, I think, kind of points to that idea that, like, there's this kind of conspiracy of religious nut jobs that are trying to bring on the apocalypse, and, like, it includes a lot of, like, the state of Israel and the people who are running it, and a lot of, you know, foreign entities, the Bush family. Like, I mean, like the whole, like, the whole little speech that George W. Bush gave to Tony Blair about having to go into Iraq to stop Gog going into Magog, which is like this old Hebrew legend, you know, George, his father, having the nickname Magog, you know, in the Skull and Bones. Like, it's like, it's all these references to, like, stopping the Jews from entering certain places and all these other weird things. Like, it's this really weird conspiracy, like, about the end times and stuff like that. And it's like, it's shared through a lot of the elite. And even, like, you know, like the Bohemian Grove worship of Moloch and stuff like that. Like, it speaks of like a older, you know, conspiracy mixture of multiple religions, but heavily Jewish, you know, heavily Jewish Torah influenced.
Shout out to Dantos with this comment, by the way. Keep gay Israel. I agree. The gay Israel. The gay Israel. My bad. But I feel like, yes, you know, this is definitely where it points, and there's a lot of evidence out there, and you even see it with Trump now. But I feel like I don't know whether they believe it, or they're going along with a script that's been put into place as a tool, as a social construct that's been passed down from generations, elite to elite, that they use this as their final plan to control us and essentially get rid of us. Not necessarily that they believe that the Mashiach is coming, or that Messiah is coming, or Muhammad's coming back, because it all seems to converge with these three Abrahamic religions, but that they are using this because so many people believe and so many people resonate with these Abrahamic religions, that then they could turn all of us against each other, creating a crazy religious-based war, reducing the populations by billions, could you say?
I would say that, yeah, that's the goal, kind of, like, to create, you know, supernatural-looking events to you know, excuse the loss of millions or billions of people at once.
You brought up a really cool point the other night in chat, fucking talking about the interpretation of Hebrew and the idea that it uses numerology to hide secret messages and interpretations and things like that. And I feel like one of those interpretations is the Third Temple. There's a sect of Hasidic Jews that believe that you must rebuild the Third Temple for Mashiach to come. And there's another that believes that it's going to descend from the sky. And I feel like that's a great example of the interpretation that one gives to it, you know. But that one sect over another, I should say, that gives to that. But the craziest idea of them all is the motherfucker that created a VR or an online-based first-person adventure game, I guess you could say, as well as a holographic recreation of the Third Temple that would be projected from a blimp. That to me sounds like some fucking Like that's going to be the coming of the Antichrist, right? Like Jared Kushner is going to sign a peace deal with fucking between Israel and Palestine. And then all of a sudden there's going to be a blue projected fucking hologram third temple that like leads you to this, this virtual reality world of Mashiach and living out the end days.
or even just like it's an even smaller view, like just hoping it would trigger like a Palestinian response so that they could, you know, further, you know, encroach on their space.
You mean cleanse?
Further cleanse. Or if they don't do it, you know, like false flag yourself, you know, do the temple, blow up, you know, something yourself and then blame Palestine and invade anyway. You know, like trying to trigger like a response, especially on, you know, religious grounds. I would say, you know, that's the way you try to incite a war.
Right. This sounds so fucking familiar, you know? It sounds like somewhere in Europe somewhere. Sounds like some Deutschland shit, you know what I mean? Just funny.
Yeah, it seems like they learned from the playbook. They learned exactly.
Right? Aren't you supposed to be like learn from mistakes but like not repeat them?
But it seems that yeah, they are on fast track to consider themselves superior and an ethnostate.
They truly do have an ethnostate. What I wonder, would Palestine be considered an ethnostate?
Probably, yeah. They're all Palestinian there.
Indeed.
Yeah, there's not many immigrants, I'm sure. Like, not many people are like, oh, yeah, I just moved here from Jordan, you know, just didn't get bombed over there, so I thought I'd come here to, you know, experience that.
Right. I didn't get to roll enough flaming tires there. I figured we'd have a, you know, a ye old grand time here.
Yeah, or like, I snuck in from Egypt because, you know, I was just tired of pyramids and wanted to see some terrorism.
You know, it's bisexual in Egypt. Straight Palestine.
Straight Palestine. The gay Israel.
The gay Israel. Truly. It's fucking deep, bro. That is fucking deep. You said you were going to do it, too. You said you were going to jump into the conspiracy theory, and I'm very happy you are.
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. The Illuminati are attempting to take over the world. It's happening.
And we're seeing it real time, and that's the cool thing, I think. We live in very interesting times. We get to see this, you know, basically broadcast. I guess the revolution is televised.
Yeah, or at least broadcast on Twitch.
Ah, got it. Truly. It truly is. Oh, my God. Yeah,
word to Twitch. You know, 6 weeks in, no ban. Word to Twitch.
Yeah, super appreciate you, Twitch. Also, shout out to BitChute. If you're watching this, you know, later on, you know, thank you. Glad you caught us there. Also, check us out on DTube, verbose.xyz on DTube. At BitChute, I'm just hosting it through my Miles Low Road user. If you've never checked out the stream before, hit us up, www.twitch.tv/verbose_xyz. We do this every Wednesday. Why do we do it on Wednesdays? Well, Crafter would tell you just because that's when we do it. I would tell you because, you know, Mercury, the energy of communication is in the air. It's electric. It's palpable. I can feel it.
I would say it's what the fuck Wednesday, so why the fuck not?
Word up. Fucking, yeah, I don't know, man. I've also been kind of following this Comey shit. James Comey. Do you think James Comey's a liar?
I mean, a professional liar, yes.
Yeah, I didn't realize he's Trump's lawyer, and he decided to testify against him basically after he didn't get into the White House.
Are you talking about Cohen?
Yeah, Michael Cohen. That's it. I'm sorry.
I mean, Comey is also a professional liar. That's the FBI guy, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, but, I mean, same thing with Cohen. Cohen, I for some reason, I believe Cohen. I believe Cohen's testimony to Congress. I don't know why. Like, I just don't see how lying would benefit him anymore now.
Has Roger Stone testified yet?
Oh, no, but he's been subpoenaed. And he's also looks like he's going to be charged for re-releasing his autobiography with a whole page, you know, like talking about the case and everything, even though he was like silenced by the judge. So he might be held in contempt.
Oh, right. Yeah, he had a straight up gag order. He hasn't been on. He usually does the War Room on InfoWars, and he hasn't been on in like fucking 4 weeks since he was shouted down in public
Yeah.
announcing his arrest.
But I mean, he's an evil-looking guy. He really does. The hair doesn't look real. Like, it looks like sewed on. He could be a lizard. I don't know.
I mean, for real, dude. And he lives in Florida, so he needs that, warm weather 24/7. And have you ever seen his excuse me, have you ever seen his mannerisms?
I
Like,
mean,
he's very Muppet-like, and he
yeah.
like uses his hand forward, and he has these very specific gestures. It's like animatronic almost.
I mean, and he's the one responsible for like Trump's like political strategy, which Roger Stone himself called attack, 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 and never defend. Like you just attack. You never defend an accusation. You never talk about it. You just continue to attack, and you can see that happening with all these accusations. It's just there's never a public discussion. There's no transparency. It's even if he didn't do anything, it's kind of sad. Like. It's like you're gonna have to investigate me. You're gonna have to fucking get everything. You have to dig deep. Like it sucks.
Yeah, I feel like Trump's whole campaign team was really smart. I mean, early on, and I want to say early 2016, he went on Alex Jones' show. I mean, at that moment, everything changed. It was at that very moment, like it was palpable that it was like, oh, we went from apolitical to straight up Trump right. Like, and then as it's unraveled, it's so strange to see Alex Jones kind of hold on to it. But at the same token, be faced to look at Trump objectively and see shit that's actually happening that's like, ah, fuck. CPAC was kind of disappointing to me. I feel like if you're a Trumper and you're one of those guys that's like that hates never Trumpers or whatever, that's got to be a low blow, thinking like all you really wanted was sovereignty. All you really wanted was border security. Like, if he would have fulfilled that one goal, I think that would have really solidified it.
Like the only
And
thing really going for Trump currently is that he said he'd bring jobs back, and we're currently at the lowest unemployment rate, probably since they started recording it. But I mean, can anyone link one, Trump policy directly responsible for that? I mean, no one can probably link Obama policy that responsible for that either. So I don't know.
that's interesting. I did see on Politico a chart of like jobs that were encouraged to come back. I'm not sure how that happened though. With Trump, though, I definitely know that a portion of the jobs coming back were due to lessening of EPA regulations. So,
But I feel like that's the only kind of campaign promise that could be argued was kept. I mean, obviously, from the day of his election to today, the job situation in the country has only improved. So I mean, that is something. So I mean, his a re-election is possible, but I mean, with Hillary no longer running, is it enough to get like enough pull to any leftist who runs? Which it looks like they're going far left, which I feel is scarier. Like the drastic shift in policy, like it's like trying to rock a boat back and forth. Like you could flip it.
Right. I want to see Trump again for 2020. I think that he's mostly. Well, okay, wait, I'm taking that back right now, actually. If it was old Trump, like Trump 6 months ago, a year ago, like I'd be like, yeah, give me another 4 years of Trump. But this whole idea of like going back on pulling out of Syria, like selling nukes to Saudi Arabia, or at least deals and talks about it, and solidifying weird shit in Israel that looks similar to making Jared Kushner Mashiach and enacting the return of possibly the Antichrist.
And biggest aid package to Israel in history went out just this week, $3.7 billion.
Wow, that's the wall. That's your wall right there, straight to Israel. And Israel has a wall and an ethno state. I bet there's some Trumpers out there that are super jealous of Israel. Or maybe even further than that. That's like the fucking, that's the template, right? That's the goal.
I mean, I would like to make, when we read this back and Twitch listens to this, I would like to make clear then that Palestine is, you know, terrorist infested shithole. You know, I'm not just saying Israel's to blame here, but good God, you know, like the level of technology, the level of accuracy, the level of brutality is just crazy from Israeli side.
Right. And you know, people are people, man. Like, I don't hate on Palestine. You know what I mean? I think that we should all be treated like humans at the end of the day. And I think that one atrocity doesn't excuse another for sure, but I don't blame Palestine for defending themselves by any means, you know. But they do harbor terrorists and fucking you see a lot of connections to that and like Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra.
And the general problem with Islam, which they honor murderers, you know, they call them martyrs, and they honor murderers. People who've killed, you know, like 30, 40 people at once in bombing stuff, they consider like heroes, and that's insanity. Like I understand if it's a military operation, targeted strikes, and you can even consider a soldier a hero for up, you know, being able to take out his target. But if innocents are involved in that, you're just a fucking monster now. I feel like everyone kind of agrees with that.
Yeah, and the concept of taqiyya, the idea that you can lie to someone that's not of Islam so that to influence them in the way that you want, you know, or towards Islam or for the greater good of Islam. Like you're encouraged to lie. Fucking crazy.
So I mean, like, I definitely don't want to defend and say, you know, like Muslims or Palestine has it right either. I mean, they both seem just like batshit crazy extremists.
Oh yeah, and not to mention the fucking Christians, okay?
Oh God, now we're gonna throw them in there. Good God, those fucks.
Well, it's all the Abrahamic religions. They're all doing it right now. And that's why I think it's such a crazy playing field where like all of the everything's coming into place like properly and it's all centered around these three religions and it's just set up so perfectly for like the fall of humanity.
I mean, Christians, by far of all the Abrahamic religions, you know, follow their book the least. They read it a lot, they follow it the least.
I mean, yeah. And I think Christians have it right with the whole Jesus thing. It's just the only thing they really follow from the Jesus thing is that like now that we have a new Jesus book, the old book doesn't matter. That's the only one that they really follow. You know, the
Yeah.
old book or stories and whatever.
And
And
I
then
would
the
say,
new
like,
book, this is the right one.
yeah. And then, like, I would say in the Bible, like, you know, the Jesus's words, the red writing, which they say was Jesus's words, direct quoted by the apostles or whatever. I mean, I would say those statements are pretty logical and infallible. And like, and you know, like telling tales and metaphors and of you know, stories like, you know, what you sow is what you receive and all those things. Like, I feel it's knowledge. It's not like really polarizing in any way. You know, like those passages. But the rest of the Bible gets really weird, which is just a whole bunch of letters passed back and forth between priests after the death of this Christ. You know, like it's weird that they're still honored the same, like it was all written by God when the history is obvious and written about and, you know, documented, but they don't want to know that part.
No, And that's the other thing too, like the whole like turn the other cheek shit and like, you know, do unto others as we would that others do unto us. These things are like not practiced, you know?
But those were the statements that like everyone like you're like, okay, yeah, I'm not against a religion that preaches that. You know, you're not allowed to hurt people, you're not allowed to steal things. You know, even when someone hurts you, you're not allowed to retaliate. Like, you know, like you like your life is to suffer, is to be persecuted against for your good, for your goodness.
Right, exactly.
Like to live.
The meek shall inherit the earth kind of shape.
To like, you know, like literally like the big thing in the 90s was what would Jesus do? You know, it would to live a good life and suffer and die and be tortured for it. You know, like that's what he did.
God damn, bro. What an example. Jesus, you know, if I met Jesus, I'd be like, bro, I got this sage.
Yeah. And I'm not saying like I know this, you know, happened. In fact, I'm saying in the story, you know, this is what happened in the story. And so I mean
Yeah.
in the story, I mean, it's a pretty insane story. You know, this guy just, you know, gets murdered, and they just let some rapist out because, you know, this guy, you know, tried to change how God was worshipped, and pretty much challenged their power style. You know, like they were using the church to rule over everybody. You know, he questioned the way people related to God, and they're like, "No, fuck you, kill this guy."
Are you the son of God?
Like it's a story of like power and corruption and government, and you know, and this guy just trying to tell you, "Nah, man, you could just chill and sit around and eat fish. God's everywhere." You know, like they murdered him for it. You know?
Right. And then he's all like, you know, they're like, "Are you the son of God?" And he's all like, "I am." And they torture him more and more. And he can't lie, bro. He has to say that he is, because he is. It's fucking crazy. A great story, you know what I mean? But it begs the question, who's more real, Muhammad or Jesus?
Yeah. And then, like, even, I don't know, Muhammad or Jesus. I mean, Muhammad existed. He was a historical figure.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
But there's no real documentation that Jesus existed besides the Bible and the Torah, like the Abrahamic things, the Dead Sea Scrolls being the oldest example. There's no other historical document. The Christians love to say there was, oh, he was brought to Beth, he left Bethlehem so he could be in the census so they could have a documentation the first year he was born. Like, no, that didn't happen. There's no fucking Jesus of Nazareth on any fucking thing.
Oh, that's right, dude. Like around Christmas, they talk about that with the nativity and shit, like that they left for a census or whatever.
Yeah. But no, that's it's just a story. Like, there's no historical documentation of Jesus or Jesus being crucified or any of these things.
Doesn't it recognize, you know, historical figures too? Like
Definitely.
what's Caesar, you know, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. What Caesar was that?
And I also subscribe to this kind of conspiracy theory of stolen history, where there's a large section of history that's been extended, like the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages. Like that was a very shorter period. It wasn't hundreds of years. It was only probably a couple decades.
You think?
And how history has been kind of rewritten to try to, you know, hide the origins of these religions.
Interesting. I don't know. The Mayans would disagree with you, saying that generations consisted of longer periods of time in the past, and as time progresses, generations become shorter and shorter.
But I mean, like, if we went by Roman time, you know, how Romans kept track by year, we'd only be in year 912 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 912 AUC, like after the founding of the Roman Empire.
Oh, god damn. So we're going off some sort of Jesus time?
Yeah, Jesus time.
Is the sky cake a lie?
It could be. It could be. It's the sky cake dodge. The old classic sky cake dodge.
It sounds like snake oil, my dude. It just sounds so reminiscent.
Yeah, because back in the day, you know, big dude come in, you know, he'd just like take anything once. Give me that meat. Give me that woman. I fuck her in the ass now. Ah, you can't do anything. You're small. Blah blah. Just smashing everything, you know, because he's big ripped dude. He's probably like 7 foot, looking like Shaq. You know, you just fuck everything. What are you gonna do about it? You know, like you're a little dude. So I mean, one of them, he just thought, and he's like, "Hey, you know, you can keep doing this, but if you rape and murder people and steal things, you're gonna go to a bad place, and you don't get sky cake after you die." And he's like, "What? I fucking love cake. I don't get any fucking special sky cake." And he's like, "Yeah, man. So if you don't do this shit, then you get in." And he's like, "Okay." And he's like, "Fuck yeah!" And then he just outsmarted him, got to fuck the hot bitches, got to eat the good food, you know. And this guy just stopped doing it because the sky cake, the old
Wow.
sky cake dodge.
Damn. So like the Dead Sea Scrolls is actually the evolution of the first incels into actually mating with women. They got to a point where they weren't getting laid, but then they got so smart and they inscribed all of their thoughts. They developed sky cake, fed it to the masses, and then took over all of society. Wow. The cake
Yeah.
is a lie, my friend.
The cake is a
The
lie.
cake is a
There's no sky
lie.
cake.
Sorry to burst your bubble out there,
It's
but
sky baklava, motherfucker. Allah Akbar!
God is great. God is great. Hail victory.
Motherfucking sky baklava, motherfucker. What are you talking about? Sky cake. Fucking blasphemous. Fucking infidel.
Infidel.
I heard the truth. Muhammad told me it's baklava.
The truth of the matter, though, is God made men. God made man.
Yeah.
But Sam Colt made him equal.
Yeah. And like every, like you say, my father who art in heaven, like isn't everyone the son of God by definition? Like, who's your father? Oh, that guy, son of God, bro. What up? You know, like.
Yeah. 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 Especially if you like accept him into your heart, then, you know, you are God.
I mean, I was young and immature, and I used to go to some Bible camps. And like every, I couldn't help but giggle inside whenever like accept him into your heart. You're like, you know, well, how's he gonna get in there? You know, like through my ass.
I was so sensitive as a kid and so gullible to that. Like in fourth grade, I went to a Baptist school, and prior to that, I was in a Catholic school. And in Catholicism, there's no concept of being saved. It's like you're all damned. You'll be lucky to get to purgatory, but we're all damned, right? That's Catholicism. But then to go from that to like straight up semi-evangelistic Southern Baptist school, learning in class that like you won't go to heaven unless you accept Jesus into your heart. And I remember that fateful day accepting Jesus into my heart and walking over to my fourth grade teacher with tears in my eyes saying, "Ma'am, I accepted Jesus into my heart." And fucking when I went home and told my parents all excited that night, my dad fucking laughed in my face like, "Oh my God, you bought that bullshit? Kid, don't worry about that shit. We're just sending you to the school because it's a good one." And it was not. But ignore the saving stuff. It's the cake is a lie.
Wait, so there's nothing about your butthole hurting in this story?
No, that it's a Baptist story, not a Catholic story.
Fuck, man. I got a different ceremony than you, man. I got a different ceremony, I got to tell you. Word to the Catholic Church.
He accepted Jesus into his heart
And my anus
through his anus. But I wouldn't imagine Catholic priests have large cocks.
I don't know, I'm not Catholic, but good God Catholics,
right? You guys got it wrong, man. Like you went all symbolism and then harbored everything. Like, it's funny how you could look out at the landscape of what's going on in the world and you can just see all these different apocalyptic situations. And with the Catholic Church, it's like this black church, Satanist effigy takeover mixed with like child sacrifice and, you know, human consumption. Definitely sodomy. It's just gross, dude. And all the popes lately, look, how many popes have we gone in through in the past 10 years? I feel like it's three. You know, when I was a kid, there was one. There was Pope John Paul II, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah, that was it.
And he was awesome. He rode around his Pope Mobile. Everybody loved him. And
and he protected child rapists.
oh, yeah, there's that.
Oof.
Fucking for real.
Big oof. That's a big oof.
Yeah, I guess that's the problem with all popes.
Yeah, and supposedly, I mean, if you're into conspiracies, again, the popes, this is supposedly the last one. The last pope.
Like, ever? Like, he's not ever going to die, or there's just never going to be a pope again?
Yeah, like, it's the end of the Catholic Church after him. It's the
no
apocalypse, man.
Way.
There was some priest, like way back in the day, who like, predicted all the future popes, and this is the last one.
No way.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find it. You talk about Catholic things, and I will get you it.
Yeah, please. I mean, the Catholic Church is very interesting to me. I was confirmed in the Catholic Church, so I went hard. But I was even in choir. I never got a dick in my ass, or I never sucked a dick in my life. I never saw anything like that. And the people that I met in the Catholic Church were really positive. Even like the guy that confirmation priest, Father Scott, I'll never forget him. He was just like kind of a man's man, you know, and like no bullshit, like, I don't know, a strong individual. He seemed like he was one with his craft, but also one with the people. Definitely, he didn't give me the pedophile vibe. But shit was weird then, man. Shit was weird.
Okay, so I found it. It's called The Prophecy of the Popes.
Okay.
I'll send you a link. It's a Wikipedia article. And if you scroll all the way down to the second, You know, we're in the 111th Pope, and there's only 112. And it says, you know, Peter the Roman, who will pasture sheep in many tribulations, and when things are finished, the city of seven hills will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge his people. The end. So, like, this is the last normal Pope. The next one is the Pope who, like, oversees the end of the world.
That's crazy. Wait a minute. So, holy shit. So, okay. Peter the Roman. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Peter the Roman, who will pasture his sheep in many tribulations.
Well, never mind that he is. Sorry, I misinterpreted. He is the 112th currently, because Pope Benedict, the Nazi Pope, was the 111th. Glory of the Olive. So the current one is the 112th, Peter the Roman.
Huh.
At least that's the prediction. That's the prophecy from way back in the day.
Glory of the Olive.
Anyone into conspiracies, check that out. You know, especially when you're talking about apocalypse, Illuminati, temples being built. You know, Alex Jones
seriously.
Trying to warn you.
Yeah, Alex Jones trying to warn you, but I don't know if he's warning about everything. He's given you one perspective, right? He's given you one doomsday scenario, but I think there's more out there that should be focused on. I think there's a bigger picture that is all in. It's much like religion. If you look at all religions as a whole, it gives you a big picture on like the idea of God and society and social control. The same could be, you know, what the fuck? The same could be said about like, fuck, I lost my train of thought. God damn it. I tried not to. It hurt.
It hurt. It's okay.
The brain just exploded. Ugh.
Goddamn Pope.
Yeah, religion bad.
Religion bad. Orange man. Eh, you know, on fence. On the fence on Orange Man.
I'm moving from Orange Man to Orange Man bad slightly. I don't know. I didn't vote for him in 2016. I don't know if I'd vote for him at all, but I definitely don't. I haven't wished him like any ill harm until now. I don't feel like I would want him on his current policies to run again.
Yeah. I don't feel he was ever qualified for the job.
That being said, there, you know, if you keep a certain trajectory and a certain path, not being qualified for the job is perfect for what we want you for, is, you know, the people's stooge. Get in there, fucking cause some shit, be boisterous, fucking talk about building the wall, and bring jobs back to America and shit, and work on sovereignty. Like, you do that, you're fulfilling your promise to the people. Otherwise, you're not, and you're changing up. You're a Democrat in Republicans' clothing. And now you're changing up so that you can get that vote for 2020. It's the same thing, basically. He's running on the same ticket that Bill Clinton did, but in reverse. Clinton running as a Democrat, you know, putting himself out there as this, you know,
so
for the people.
A reverse Bill Clinton. Who's shoving their cigar up Trump's asshole? That's the real question. That's the real question, too. I'm asking questions that matter. The reverse Clinton. Like, so that means you're getting a cigar shoved up at you, right?
The fucking reverse Clinton. That's awesome. Yeah, I guess so. Who would be? Oh my god. I don't know. I can't say it's Jared Kushner, because Jared Kushner is pure. He is the Mashiach. And it wouldn't be his son. Although it happened to Jimmy Kimmel on the Eric Andre show, so who knows?
Yeah, Gooch tickles.
Goochsicles? Fucking goochsicles. Yeah, but fucking, yeah, I wouldn't vote for Trump in 2020. No fucking way. I like Starbucks guy. He seems interesting.
So what could Trump do today to make you vote for him? You know, anything open to anything. Just what would he have to do for you to be like, you know what, this guy, he deserves four more years?
America first. Stay out of foreign policy for your second term. Work on trade deals with Mexico that could harbor money for what could be conflated as paying for the wall. I'd say, I don't know, stay out of war. focus on jobs in America and fucking drain the swamp, man. Get and just kind of ride the wave of all of this litigation. Like, you're obviously here, you're doing it. You keep doing you, putting a halt to government, and America will prosper for it. That way we can fucking brace ourselves and save up for the future to come, because when shit swings, it's going to be hard, you know. Save up, fucking save your boxes of ammo and your fucking gold storage and your water filters and your storable food, my dudes, because shit could go crazy. I almost would love to see like a Bernie Beto presidency in 2020, just so that like we don't have to have 8 years of like kind of a stalemate, that people aren't ready for like a radical change. Whereas if we see kind of a big shift and then watch the Senate, the Republican controlled Senate, kind of face up against, do kind of that seizure against a super socialist agenda, like it'd be kind of the same lockup seizure that you're seeing with Trump, you know, more media and litigation than necessarily policies passed that affect us. What's going on in the state levels is fucking me up more than anything. I mean, especially in New Mexico, God damn. Like, the idea that we'd have to pay, you know, for person-to-person sales, now you have to do background checks. $35 straight to the gov. Boom, there you go. Seems like a tax on the good, a tax on the lawful. I want to see less of that kind of shit and more kind of like freedom for the people, you know, solidifying communities, making things good, making America truly great, not foreign interest, and definitely not paying back to people that aren't willing to work.
Yeah. Like, isn't it weird, especially you're talking about guns, that the Trump administration has overseen more, you know, gun seizure initiatives like bump stocks and initiatives in states without a federal government saying anything than Obama's administration ever did? Isn't that already so weird?
That's so fucking weird, man. And
but
it's true.
They thought he was going to stand up for gun rights, but they've kind of just, it's not an issue.
Yeah, exactly. And anything they've kind of, any sort of cookies they've thrown out there have been towards the left, like banning bump stocks. You know, bump stocks aren't that important. Let's just ban them. No one's going to really care. This is going to really affect my agenda. You know, this isn't going to really affect my public appearance. We noticed, motherfucker. And we see what you're doing in Saudi Arabia too, bitch.
Yeah, like, I mean, I would say, like, if slippery slope applies to everything in politics, that would say be the same for bump stocks. I know they were used for some, you know, a horrible massacre that, you know, that still is kind of iffy and they don't want to release details on. But it's just a weird thing to do and try to – it's just like a political, you know, like, I don't know, giveaway. It's like a political ploy. Like, oh, we're going to ban these things so no one can ever use them again. And it's like it's just like – trying to get political points. They don't really care about the massacre. They don't really care about, you know, what happened. Obviously, they don't want to talk about it. Even with, you know, like 200, 300 injured, they just don't want to release that information.
That's weird. It's so fucking strange, man. The things that are hidden from us too, you know? Don't you feel like every piece of technology that's released to us has a back door?
Definitely. Definitely. Hard-coded in.
Do you think that at the highest level of development, there exists models of similar to technology that's owned consumer-wide that doesn't have these backdoors?
I mean, no. I think the only other option is getting a backdoor from another agency, like going with Chinese parts and stuff like that. So you'll be backdoored by the Chinese government, but not the U.S. government.
I see what you mean. So there's not a single chip in existence that's not coded in such a way that exists backdoors.
Exactly. I would say there's hardware level backdoors to any processor available on the market to consumers.
What about ARM?
Yes, definitely ARM.
Fuck. What's the latest exploit? It's not Spectre. It's something else.
Spitfire or something.
Okay. Fucking the last one was crazy. Hyperthreading. You know, that's a household name. People know all about that hyperthreading. Guess what? If you're running that shit, you're exploitable. Just saying.
But I mean, there's other exploits that you know, are impossible to change, and they're not really, you know, documented on a vulnerabilities page. But in the NSA documents, those PRISM documents, they talked about air gapping and using like a CPU's, you know, native frequency to, you know, like intercept, you know, processes and stuff like that. And be able to do that from like outside someone's house. Or, you know, putting like a single transmitter on the red of RGB cable and being able to recreate the screen, you know, just on the red images alone. And using like a radar gun to transmit for miles. Like really, really weird things that they don't use, you know, like in consumer markets.
That's fucking crazy. That just brings me back to like the radio frequency, or I'm sorry, not radio frequency, fucking radar frequency brain control shit. You know what I mean? Like being able to project sounds off someone's skull so that they hear things in their brain. You know? And all of the sleeper cells out there, fucking, what do you think about that? We're like Timothy McVeigh, did he do that on his own, or was he like a plant of some sort by the CIA or FBI?
I believe that he was definitely motivated. He wanted to do it. He sought out help. He happened to run into one helper and one FBI agent, and the FBI agent taught him how to make a bomb big enough.
Fucking crazy. Why did the FBI agent give him that information? I mean, it seems like he would be involved in that. He would want it to happen.
Like, I think they wanted, like, you know, kind of like with, you know, the whole idea of like a false flag, but, you know, not false, like a real flag. So then you can crack down on militias, you know, get more funding for, you know, espionage on these groups, tap phone lines, you know, all these things, just so, you know, to justify existence, you know.
Interesting. The Bundys almost went down like that, but like a kind of a Waco thing, don't you think? It's fucking crazy how...
Yeah, all of them found not guilty, you know? Like, how do they escape all those charges?
Right? Seriously.
It's almost like a weird example that's opposite of what you'd expect.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Waco went down in flames, man, and that was a similar standoff.
Yeah, and that was even crazier because they were kind of religious nuts.
That's true, actually.
They weren't just about, like, Second Amendment and rights. You know, that was part of their religious nuttery.
Yeah, right? Wasn't there some, like, kid stuff going on, too, that was weird?
Yeah, they had a lot of children that were out of school and stuff. They say they were being homeschooled there, and they wouldn't release them, you know? Like, so, I mean that's a whole weird situation, too, that really adds on to it. It's not just some militia group.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Some, like, Heaven's Gate shit.
But, you know, when you try to rescue children, you usually don't bring tanks. So, I don't know.
Tanks?
Yeah.
You don't. You use them to run over kids in Tiananmen Square.
Yeah. That's even crazier, too. Like there's, like, estimated, like, 10,000 to 30,000 deaths at Tiananmen Square that day. Like, just ran over, dude. Just thousands of people. Ran them over, gunned them down.
Like, oh my god, dude, that's so crazy. You ever think about like what it would feel like to get run over by a tank?
Like, luckily it's my head, you know, like otherwise like I'm squirming around, like stuck to the pavement, like in agony. Good god.
Like literally stuck to the pavement, like one with the pavement.
Yeah.
So when people say freedom isn't free, nah, you pay for freedom with blood.
Blood.
Lots of it.
Lots of blood.
Yeah. And shout out to our forefathers.
Yeah, but not George Washington, because he was a bitch.
Was he?
I don't know.
How was George Washington a bitch?
Okay, maybe I'm just a little angry. Like, I read this article that George Washington owned 10 slaves, like, when he was, like, 11 years old. And then he like, continued to buy slaves. And then, like, he'd have to move them. He'd take them with him, like, 150 slaves to Philadelphia, you know, because that was when he was president. That's where the capital was the president's, you know, quarters or whatever the fuck it was called at that time. So he'd move there, but then he'd make them all move every 6 months, because like if you were in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania for more than 6 months, you could like file to be a free slave. So they'd move them out just so he could keep them. Like just something like really like dick shit. Like what an asshole.
Huh. Interesting.
Like he was leading a nation that, you know, he didn't really hold the same beliefs about slavery that all his, you know, peers did. Like it was an issue right at formation.
He was an elite right off the bat.
Yeah, he inherited slaves from his father.
Well, in a sense, wasn't, you know, George Washington just a figurehead anyways? I mean, like, you know, when you think of America and the founding of America, you think of like Thomas Jefferson and like Benjamin Franklin, who was never president, but amazing.
True. And, you know, and Benjamin Franklin didn't own slaves. So
he did not?
No.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And but shout Thomas Jefferson did, but he banged him. So that, you know, that's cool.
That's cool. That fucking Key and Peele skit where it's like every black person on the fucking that DNA testing thing. What is that called? Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
They all go back to fucking Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, like that guy was fucking, man. That guy was like, I'm going to try all these out.
Right? Like, it was the sex bot of the 1700s.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's rapey, too. So, I mean, I don't know. That's weird, too. Yeah, yeah, fuck Thomas Jefferson. Fuck that guy. That guy was raping black women. That's what he was doing.
Right? He's a reverse Bill Cosby?
Yeah. So, Ben Franklin, you're cool. Fuck you, yeah. George Washington. Fuck you, Thomas yeah. Jefferson.
Yeah, we're...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're...
You guys are dicks. You guys do no longer fit the social narrative.
Fuck. Wrecked.
Bird. God. I don't even know what to think about that. Like, in some ways, it tugs at my heartstrings just saying it. In other ways, I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous. Like, like, no, we're just gonna ignore part of our history and not talk about it. You know, take him off the dollar, you know, replace him with like Obama or something. Like, I don't know. Like, that sounds just as ridiculous.
Fucking rip down all the statues. Take down, you know, all of the depictions off the money. Fucking change it up.
Yeah.
Fucking. How about reparations? How much?
I like reparations. I like reparations. I'm all for it. All right.
Let me hear it.
I believe every, you know, like person who, you know, like every slave who was freed and was owed reparations should be paid now. You know, so their families will inherit those estates. You know, 40 acres and a mule. That's what you get. Maybe it's in Montana. Maybe in Idaho. Maybe in Nevada desert. I don't know where your 40 acres is, but we could divide some up.
Hmm. Do we have enough land for that?
I would say so. Like, you're not talking about, like, every black person alive now. You're talking about every freed slave. So, I mean, you're talking maybe, like, you know, like 10% to 20% of current, you know, black population, probably.
Oh, I see. So it would be kind of like black reservations.
I mean, they wouldn't have to live there. They could sell the land. They could fucking rent the land. They could develop it. They could just hold on to it. They could do whatever the fuck they want with it, you know. But it's like it's owing that promise that like they're going to own part of this country. It's their choice what they do with it.
I like that, and that kind of touches on something Thomas Jefferson says about the idea of power and property being inextricable. So like, yeah, fucking that creates an equal playing field, right? If people who are African American feel that they are marginalized past the power of a white man once owning property on such a scale, it kind of, I mean, logistically evens the playing field. I like that.
Like if you have whole territories owned, you know, by black people, I mean, and like, wouldn't that improve their situation, improve their power? I mean, they could rent it to corporations. They could turn it into property. They could make their own cities. I mean, it's all up to them.
They could do like that A-coin and fucking use the whole space to mine crypto.
Like, unfortunately, like, I mean, that was written in some kind of contract, you know, 40 acres and a mule. That was promised.
Yeah, fucking fulfill that promise. I say 40 acres and a,
I mean,
40 acres and a mule to every family.
I mean, there was a lot of things promised to like the Indians and stuff. It's about the reservations, and the Americans backtracked on it and failed, and then they got sued in court. And then, like, Obama had the largest settlement ever in history, like $970 billion to, like, all the tribes for reimbursement of these violations of this contract of the treaty. So, I mean, like, it's either that idea. It's like you can give them the land, you know, it didn't say where the land was in America, just in America, or you can pay the money of that land is worth, you know, like, so you might as well give them the land.
Right. That I feel like that population's been poisoned so hard, though. Like, the effects of alcohol on indigenous populations is so sad.
Yeah, but they accepted, you know, $970 billion in settlement for it. So, I mean, legally, wipe your hands, you know. we did everything we could. You guys agreed to. This was enough.
Wow. Wow, dude.
So legally, I mean, the tribes have no, you know, further grievance with the U.S. government.
Right? Seriously. I mean, if the government could step in on any population to create social change, why not an area that's suffering like that? Like the native populations and fucking reservations.
I mean, yeah, I know people without running water. Like, in 2019, they've still never had running water their entire life. Like, entire life. Like, it's baffling.
That's fucking crazy, man. In America, dude.
In America. That's... like, they like lived less than like 3 miles from me, like across the interstate, like across a highway. I had running water and toilet. They had an outhouse. Like, that's ridiculous, right?
Wow, dude. Fuck. You ever shit in an outhouse before?
Fuck no, man. I'm not fucking doing that shit. I don't want to get bitten by something or splinter in my asshole. Fuck no.
In Alaska, that's all you use, man. Fucking, except they usually use that like foam insulation and cut a hole in it so it's nice and squishy.
I'd buy one of those compostable fucking toilets they put in RVs and put that shit in my house. Fuck that.
Yeah, word. Word. I've seen some literal compostable toilets with like compost in them and stuff.
Like plumbing and sewage is the modern marvel that was way more important than electricity. You know, like hygiene is the only thing that saved humanity and allowed us to grow to these numbers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But don't you think we get to a point where we sterilize so far that now we are susceptible to more illness from our environment? Like shit just mutates and is gonna fuck us up. We gotta keep like a certain level of bacteria on us.
I would say so, but I would also say that like the ones that we caused to mutate from all these will like fuck up India first, so we'll get a good warning. They're like the canary in the mine, you know?
Whoa, the epidemiological canary in the mine.
When you see India bodies just start dropping, you guys better freak the fuck out, you know? Like it's time to go.
Oh my god, dude. They are the Petri dish, man. They drink straight out of the Petri dish. It blows my mind. Fucking go to the Ganga, fucking take you up a fucking... a handful. Om Gum Ganapataye Namaha. Boom.
Whoa. Whoa. That was some shit with it. What was that you just said?
I said, Om in the name of Ganapataye, who is Ganesh.
Oh, damn. And he stops you from getting like stomach infections from drinking piss water, right?
I mean, you could interpret it as such. He's the remover of obstacles. He also creates obstacles. So I don't know.
He created the piss water and purifies the piss water. That's cool. Yeah. That's kind of cool, yeah. I guess. So, like,
yeah, man.
You could be drinking his pee. You'd not be. Depends how happy he is with you.
Right. It depends on whether you deserve it or not.
You know, I guess that's awesome. You know, like assholes have to drink piss. You know, cool guys get good water. That's nice. That's kind of nice.
But imagine being so like engulfed in a culture that's not yours, and then traveling there. From America, living in the laps of luxury to the Ganga, and then like taking up a handful and drinking it, praying over it, hoping that believing rather that you're not gonna get sick from this shit.
God, I couldn't do it. Like if I went to India, I would just like shake my head and I'm going back to the hotel, and I'm gonna like look at the squat toilet and be like, fuck this country, I'm out.
Bro, squatting and shitting is the best, dude. You should try it.
Nah, it's man. The Japanese way is the best way.
Squat, wait, Japanese way?
Yeah, with like really cool technology and like super toilets and like noises that distract you. Like, that's the best way. It should be a shameful process.
Do they have a suicide button like on the toilets too? Like
coming in 2020, you know, after Trump's re-election.
Yeah, it's like you have an option to distract you, to kill yourself. To wipe your ass with a bidet.
Yeah.
To kill you with a bidet. Wouldn't that be some shit? High velocity water up your ass!
Yeah.
Fuck.
And maybe that should be part of the reparations too. Everyone should get a bidet as well.
Everyone? Like everyone. Across the board?
Across America. Like, if there's a toilet, there should be a bidet.
Red and yellow, black and white. We will all get a bidet.
That's it.
George Washington loves all the little boys and little girls.
Yeah.
Bidets for everyone, 2020. I would definitely say that. Fucking. I had a good point, but I forgot. There's so much going on. It's all the aliens, man.
It's the aliens. Fucking... It's the aliens. It's either real aliens or fake aliens. I'm hoping for real, but, you know, take what you
get. I don't know. I think they're both real. I think one's just, like, you know, sky cakey, and then the other is, like fucking simulation-y. The idea that either they're coming from dimensions through portals opened up by the elite, or that they're coming from the sky.
Is it more Mars Attacks, or more like Independence Day, or more like some kind of friendly aliens that want to come down and like chill and eat pizza, like a Ninja Turtles like scenario?
I would say it's more like that movie. What the fuck was that space movie thriller with fucking Lawrence Fishburne?
There was a space movie?
It was a space movie with Lawrence Fishburne, and they like open up hell.
Event Horizon.
Ah, thank you. Yes, Event Horizon. So I think it's more like that, like technology bringing us to a point where we open up dimensions or portals or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let me preface that. I think that that's what the elite are working towards. Not that I necessarily believe it, but I think that accounts of aliens kind of come from that idea, and things seen through those the lens of these tools, let's say, bringing to them to a place of interdimensional communications. That's what Alex Jones would say. It sounds cool, so I like to repeat it. And shout out to Alex Jones. You ever want to come on the show, Alex Jones? PJW, you're welcome to fucking definitely own the destroyer.
Yeah, hit us up, Alex Jones. I got a lot of material. See, I'm Alex Jones. Donald Trump is building a Stargate to Mars to fight the Martians. The Illuminati is eating your babies.
Well, that was fucking good, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They're keeping babies alive, and they're selling their body parts. That seems to be true, though.
Yeah, that I seems mean, to be true. Young blood does help bodies heal faster. So, I mean, like, if to kill a whole bunch of young people, drain them of their blood, and then inject it into old rich people, it would help the old rich people live longer and heal faster. So, I'm sure it's happening.
What?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Young blood is better than old blood.
And we forget about, you know, we're saying all these crazy things about, like, you know, the body parts and using them in rituals and sacrifices. But I think that the reality of it is, you know, there's a lot of stem cell action out there too, folks. Embryonic stem cells, come on now.
Yeah, and a lot of cloning and crazy shit going down. Like, Pandora's box was opened a long time ago.
Right? That's so crazy, man. Like, the idea that we've already released species that cross into different genomes. Like that monkey that had some sort of jellyfish genes injected into it, or like spliced into it. Did you ever see that thing?
No. What?
I gotta find that thing. Hold up. Oh god, I'm dropping things, my bad. Where the fuck is my mouse? This mouse is so heavy. I've been on my laptop for the past few weeks. And I've been like using my mouse on the couch, and it's super light. This one has weights in it and shit. It's all for gaming. But
what kind of awesome mouse is this? Can we get some product placement in here?
I got it from Walmart, so it's probably not that awesome.
Yeah. Word to Walmart, helping poor people since never. Thanks, dude. So,
yeah, thanks for exploiting us and selling us Chinese goods. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
And you can't fucking pay us like double minimum wage, like fucking rich as fuck. Come on.
I don't know.
Fuck
you, Walmart. They're not that bad, man. Like, they'll pay you $15 an hour and shit, and you'll have decent 401k.
They literally drug test people for that shit. Like,
I guess that's true.
Like, I can be high and fucking stock a shelf. Like, what the fuck, assholes? Come on.
Yeah, seriously, bro.
Like, if I'm stocking shelves, like, I should be high. Like, my life sucks, dude.
There it is. Monkey jellyfish hybrid.
Apologies to all stalkers who love their jobs, which are probably like two of them.
I don't know. I didn't mind stocking shelves. It's the worst things that you could do in your life.
Okay, one other one besides Miles.
But yeah, this is 2009. Fucking MIT Technology Review. Glowing monkey inherits jellyfish genes. Last month in Japan, a very special, marmoset monkey a marmoset, my bad, marmoset monkey was born. One was inherited from his parents, not only their marmoset DNA, but also a jellyfish gene from green fluorescent protein. So that's GFP. That makes both the animal and his parents glow green under fluorescent light.
They're making fucking hybrids.
Yeah, dude, this is fucking 2009, man. This is crazy. I wonder if I can...
I mean, they cloned a sheep, like in 97. I mean, if they cloned a human, like, in 2000, that guy's still, like, 19 years old now. Like, that guy's just walking around all cloney.
But they all... They've already... I mean...
Fuck, I might be a clone. I don't even know. How would I know?
I doubt you're a clone, bro. You were pumped out of the ball sack of your dad into your mom's vagina and then fucking C-sectioned out of your mother. No, you were live birth, weren't you?
No. I got cut out. I didn't want to come out here. This place sucks, bro.
Same. Dude, we both have foreskins, and we were both C-sectioned out of our mothers.
That's scary.
That's the truth right there.
Yeah, sorry, Juice. I'm not welcome. I'm just Goyim. Yeah. Just Goyim.
Goyim for life, bitches. I want to get that tattooed, just so you know. When shit's going down in the apocalypse, you'll know. Goyim for life.
I hope you guys got a laugh.
When you're a clown, no one takes you seriously.
Yada, yada, yada.
Fuck. Well, I'm having fun tonight.
Yeah, it was
pretty
good.
You having fun tonight?
Yeah, we're already like past hour and a half. Fucking.
Holy shit, dude.
Damn.
We held it down tonight. I want to thank all you folks for popping in and out. Hopefully you guys will catch this later. If you do, definitely hit us up. Verbose.xyz. We're on Twitch on Wednesdays. I almost said verbose.tv. That'd be cool. But no, twitch.tv/verbose_xyz. There'll be links in the descriptions, both on BitChute and DTube. Check us out there. I tried to upload to YouTube recently on the Miles Lowroad account, and it rejected it right off the bat. It might be due to content. Their algorithms are pretty skookum, but we'll see. So maybe look out for us on YouTube. Also, if you're really, really cool, check us out on our website. That's verbose.xyz. If you go to verbose.xyz/mp3, you could literally download all of our podcasts there. As MP3. Always, an mp3 format, so super small. Just fucking take that shit, keep it forever, share it with all your friends. You know, talk amongst yourself. A peanut is neither a pea nor a nut. I'm feeling verklempt right now. Shout out to fucking Alex Jones, the gay Israel, straight Palestine, bisexual Egypt. And my man over here, fucking my balls was hot. We'll see you next Wednesday, and thanks for tuning in. Love you guys. Peace out.
Peace.